You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mr. Michael Morris, welcome to SBS Bangla.
Good morning, thank you.
Is this safe to cook with gas cylinder?
Unfortunately, we see every year a number of people hurt or killed as a result of using LPG gas cylinders for indoor cooking. LPG in a confined space can be incredibly dangerous, and we encourage people to only use LPG gas cooking appliances in an outdoor, well-ventilated environment.
Is this possible to use barbecue unit with natural gas connection instead of LPG cylinder?
It is possible, and there are products available that allow that to occur. But again, that type of cooking appliance should be used in an outdoor environment. There are products available that allow barbecues to use natural gas. However, the same message applies. Those products should be used in an outdoor, well-ventilated environment. And if people are using indoor cooking, they should be using the approved kitchen appliances, etc., to do that, that have already been tested and known to be safe in an indoor environment.
Sometimes people buy LPG gas unit for barbecue, and when they want to connect to the natural gas connection in the house, then they go to the retailer like Bunnings and other retailers to get the appropriate adapter. Are they allowed to do this by themselves, or do they need to hire some authorized, registered people?
Nobody should mess around with the gas connections in the house. It does require a licensed plumber to do that work in Australia. So yeah, if they are anticipating making any changes to the gas supply within their premises, they require a licensed plumber. So a number of plumbers and gas fitters should be licensed, and they're the ones that need to do any work associated with those, and particularly if it's converting appliances from one type of fuel use to another. Most plumbers in Australia are plumbers and gas fitters. You need to have that conversation with them to make sure that they are licensed to do the work that you're asking them to do.
What precautions should we take for barbecue at home and outdoor?
If people are using their outdoor barbecues, we encourage people to keep their barbecue in good working order and clean, and to make sure that all the connections are secure and tight, and that they make sure that they're not using any cracked or perished hoses attached to the gas bottles, and they can attach gas fuses, etc., to them to increase the safety. And then, as we mentioned earlier, they should only be used in an outdoor environment. And if they have any doubts about any potential leakages, they can use a mixture of warm soapy water and shake that up and then spray it onto the connections. And if it starts to bubble, they'll know that they've got a gas leak in that area.
How can we make sure that our kitchens are safe from gas leaking?
By using appropriately licensed appliances that are correctly installed and making sure that everything's turned off when you've finished using it. And one of the key messages we have for everyone is to always keep looking when cooking. So unfortunately, over half of all house fires in Australia start in the kitchen area, and the majority of those occur from unattended cooking. So if people do need to leave a cooking area, we encourage them to turn off the appliances, make sure the gas is or electricity is completely switched off, and turn it back on when they come back into the room. So as we've mentioned before, we shouldn't be using gas cylinders in an indoor cooking environment, and where possible, those gas cylinders should be stored outside of the house.
Some people are concerned that if they put the gas cylinder outside, is this okay under the sun?
Yes, so all of the gas cylinders in Australia come with pressure relief valves, so if it does get too hot, it will or overheat. It can release the pressure in it, but in most circumstances, if there's an appropriate area to keep the gas cylinder stored in a cool, dry, shady area, that would be preferable.
Is there anything else for, like, in a general procedure, what should people do, what shouldn't they do?
Yeah, well, the cooking practices we've talked about are very important. So those messages about not using LPG cooking appliances indoor, making sure that they keep looking when cooking. But the other thing we encourage people to have is working smoke alarms. It is the law to have them on at least every level of your house, but we recommend that they also are in every room where people sleep and in the hallways that connect to the sleeping areas and the living areas, because that gives people, if a fire does occur, the best chance of being warned and getting out safely. And we'd also encourage people to have a home fire escape plan so that they know if there's an event in their house, where are they going to go, know two different paths of travel away from each of their rooms, and as a family, know where they're going to meet when they get outside.
Mr. Michael Morris, thank you for your time with SBS Bangla.
Thank you very much for the time, and I hope everyone takes heed of the messages and has a safe time and enjoys their cooking in a good, safe manner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.